This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, I knew it was too good to be true. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm 33 years old, and I've been dating this great guy that a friend introduced me to. He's 38 years old, never been married, and no children. He looks good, smells good, and he has a good job. We started dating a month ago, and he invited me to his class reunion recently. They had hors d'oeuvres and drinks, and he fixed us a plate of food to share. He was killing these tuna sandwiches that were cut into tiny triangles, and I told him it didn't smell right to me. 3 hours later, he excused himself to go to the bathroom, and he was gone for 30 minutes. He texted me and said to meet him at his car, and he asked me to drive him home. He went straight to the bathroom when we got to his house. I did not go to the bathroom door to check on him. He finally came out of the bathroom and said he was going to take a shower and get into bed. He asked me if I would stay with him. I said no, and I suggested that he go to the ER if he's that much in pain. I got in an Uber, and I went home. The next day, I called to check on him, and he said he didn't want to talk to me ever again since I didn't seem to care that he was sick the night before. He said, I don't know how to take care of a man. What more could I have done for him that night? Do I try to work things out with him or let him go? There's really nothing to work out. I mean, you both showed who you really are. That's when you get to see the real character, the true character of a person. Like in trying times like these, if he's sick or if something happened to you, then you get to see. So you saw. Okay, he was sick with what sounded like food poisoning. You drove him home after he asked you. He said after he got home that he was going to take a shower and go to bed. And at that point, it was okay that you went home. You obviously didn't feel comfortable staying there. I mean, you guys have only been dating for a month. At the reunion, you told him the tuna sandwiches didn't smell right. He didn't listen. He scarfed them down anyway. You also suggested that he go to the ER if he was in that much pain. He didn't respond to that either, and you didn't offer to take him. You called the next morning to check on him, which shows you do care. You were concerned, but he was mad that you didn't stay the night with him, and he said you didn't know how to take care of a man. Well, that was insulting. I mean, maybe a glimpse of what's to come if something else happens between you two if you stay in this. So I think it's good that you guys go your separate ways. Steve?
Wow. You and I differ on this one so much. Mm-hmm. So much. This is a sad, sad letter because, you know, she said the subject of the letter is, I knew it was too good to be true. Really? Well, ladies, here we go. Let's just walk down this from the male perspective, because I know sometimes you don't like to do that, but let's just look at this from the male perspective. That's what I'm going to do, because I'm trying to find out in this letter what this dude is wrong at, and I'm struggling, okay? And I'm being real with y'all, because, and you'll understand what I'm saying as I take you through this. You're 33 years old. You've been dating this great guy that a friend introduced you to. He's 38, never been married, and no children. He looks good, smells good. He has a good job. We started dating a month ago. Okay, so that means that we're about to describe is not a first date. They started dating a month ago. Now, there's nothing in this letter that says this woman is going by the 90-day rule or anything. All we know is the facts is they've been dating for a month, which means they've been out on several occasions. Ain't nobody going to take you to the class reunion first date. That ain't a good look. So, okay, here we go. Hors d'oeuvres and drinks. He fixed a plate of food for us to share. He was killing these tuna sandwiches cut into triangles. I told him it didn't smell right to me. 3 hours later, he excused himself to go to the bathroom. He was gone for 30 minutes. He texted me and said to meet him at his car. He asked me to drive him home. He went straight to the bathroom when we got to his house. I did not go to the bathroom door to check on him. Right there. Okay, let's just make note of that. She didn't even go to the bathroom door to check on him. You know, look, if somebody leaves in the middle of their class reunion, ask you to come to the car and drive them home, something's wrong. Something is wrong. Number one, you didn't even go to the bathroom door to check on him. And this is you writing the letter. This ain't him accusing you of nothing. You're telling us what you did and did not do. So you didn't even go to the bathroom door to check on him. He finally came out of the bathroom and said he was going to take a shower, which means he'd been sweating pretty hard. Them tuna sandwiches was cutting into him. That tuna was doing its damn thing. I've had a bad oyster before. When you get hold to some bad seafood. This boy was in there eating that tuna, and that tuna was doing what tuna do. Swimming around, making waves, and running. That's what tuna do in the wild. That's what it was doing in his stomach. That sandwich that he had chewed up got back together and formed an actual tuna and was down in his stomach cutting up. All right, now, he finally came out the bathroom, said he was going to take a shower and get in the bed. He asked me if I would stay with him. I said no, and I suggested he go to the ER if he was in that much pain. I get in the Uber and I went home. Damn. The dude is in enough pain. He ain't trying to trap you into staying. Oh, girl. Oh, you blew it.
Hang on. Yeah. We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, I knew it was too good to be true. We'll get back into it right after this.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject, I knew it was too good to be true. I knew it.
Now, like I said earlier, if you weren't here, Shirley and I's response is quite different because, of course, I have a different perspective because it's the male perspective. Women don't get to have that perspective. Now, this woman says in this letter, I knew it was too good to be true. She's 33. She met a man through some friends who's 38. Great guy. She says it off. Now, this is this woman writing this letter. Great guy. Look good, smell good, got a good job. They've been dating for a month. He invites her to the class reunion. They get at the class reunion. Now, this man right here invited this woman to the class reunion. If a dude don't care nothing about you, he's not taking you to the class reunion. This is the flex moment. So now he going, hey, man, look what I got. This is after how many years? That's about the 20-year reunion. You had the 20-year, he 38. He had his 20-year reunion, graduated when he was 18. And he going, hey, look what I done found. I ain't never been married. I ain't got no kids. Man, look what I found. Ladies, take note of that. He took you to a very important moment right here. All after this is just meeting the mama. If you meet the mama after this, you're pretty much locked in. Been dating for a month. He takes you to the class reunion. He eats some tuna sandwiches. You told him wasn't good. He hard-headed. He ate the tuna sandwiches anyway. He ended up going to the bathroom for 30 minutes. Then he texts you and said, meet him at the car. Something happened in that bathroom. Traumatic. Not only could you meet me at the car, can you drive this damn car home? I'm in pain. He get to the house. He go in the bathroom for 30 minutes. He come out, toe up. Did he look disheveled? Probably did. And then he went straight to the bathroom, got to the house. She said, I didn't go to the bathroom, though, to check on him. Okay, cool. He finally came out of the bathroom, said he was going to take a shower and get into bed. He asked me if I would stay with him. I said no, and I suggested he go to the ER if he's in that much pain. Why didn't you stay with the man? He didn't ask you to sleep with him. You said if he is so much pain, go to the ER. You didn't offer to take him to the ER. You didn't offer to stay with him. Where the soup at? Where the crackers at? Where that's at? You know, that's all you had to do. Hey, look, I'll stay in here on the couch with you. Let me check on you, make sure you're okay. That's all the man wanted.
She got a cook?
See right here? You see what
she
I'm
can
saying?
Warm up some
what?
Food.
See what I'm saying?
You want her cooking soup? Ain't cooking, soup and crackers?
Soup come in a can. That ain't cooking. Lord, have mercy, Jesus.
Help cooking.
Her, help her.
It's in the kitchen
help
on the
her.
Stove.
It's heating up some soup. Who can't make soup?
Now she got to cook for the man.
Anyway, I got in an Uber and I went home. So that means he picked her up, took her to the event. She drove his car to the house. She got in the Uber and went home. The next day I called to check on him. He said he didn't want to talk to me ever again. Since I didn't seem to care that he was sick the night before. He said, I don't know how to take care of a man. And I have news for you. You don't. Because it just would have been a little thoughtful thing to say, hey, let me stay with you at least till you fall asleep and feel better. Then you could have left home. Oh, no, I'm not staying in here. He wasn't trying to trick you and get you into the bed. The man was obviously sick. He'd have left his class reunion. It wasn't a trap to get you to the house. Something was seriously wrong with this man. And you didn't think enough of him. And he was testing you. He was testing you to see. Now, Shirley said, y'all need to break up because both of you showed who you really were. Well, yeah, he did. He showed that he was looking for somebody to care for him. You decided to show him. And then Shirley said, you find out in moments like this who people really are. And he did. He found out exactly who you really was. He was sick and didn't feel well, and you bounced. And he told you right. You don't know how to treat a man. And he thought he had something too. He should have wrote this letter and said it was too good to be true. Because he thought you would at least just care about him. That's all you had to do. He didn't say, look, sleep with me, have sex with me, I'll feel better in the morning. No, I'm sick. I'm going to take a shower, get in his bed. Would you stay with me? No, I'm getting it over. He did heat the man up some soup, get him some crackers. Where the Pepto-Bismol? You ain't did nothing. What more could I have done for him that night? It's called comfort. It's called concern. It's the thing that I teach all married men. Show concern. Mm-hmm. They just want to know that you're listening, man. Mm-hmm. They don't all the time want you to fix nothing. I used to think they wanted to fix, so I had suggestions. They don't even want to fix sometimes. They just want to verbalize it. You know, man, that's how they work stuff through. They talk it out. So, bro, just show concern. What you had opportunity to do, young lady, was show concern. And you didn't. Do I try to work things out with him or let him go? What you finna do, you know what you finna let go? These are your words now. Let me read your letter. A great guy that a friend introduced me to, he's 38 years old, never been married, no children. He looks good, smells good, and he has a good job. Okay, now, you're going to let him go and go get what? Are you ignorant? Well, what is it?
All right.
What is
so
it? You gonna let him go because you missed an opportunity to learn how to treat a man? That's probably why you ain't got nobody.
Post your comments on today's
just get on
back letter
because you don't know how to treat a man. No, you probably don't deserve to do.
Ooh, get out of there. You don't have to cook. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram.
Then you and Shirley
and
can
Facebook.
Move in together.
Wow.
And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.